All right, it's the Wib Wake Up Show. The three amigos are together at 19 degrees, and that's not always going to be the case. I mean, during the holidays and everything, I mean.
We got stuff going, days off, days on. It happens. So here we are.
So Thanksgiving's in 2 days, and we're going to my sister's in suburban Milwaukee, and her significant other is a pilot for Delta. So we're not really celebrating on Thanksgiving. We're going to have Cops hamburgers, my mom tells me, on Thanksgiving, but which is these giant jumbo burgers
Cops,
if you're from Milwaukee.
Like from the,
sure.
They have good ice cream, too.
They do. Custard. And then Friday's going to be our Thanksgiving. But how about you guys?
Thanksgiving is on Thursday for us. I work here in the morning. I get to spend the day here with a studio all to myself, which is kind of fun. I don't know. I just kind of like that. Nothing against you.
Hint, hint. No. If you guys just leave, I could have some me time.
I know. But I mean, I'm done early enough. So we're actually having Thanksgiving, I believe, at our house. So planning the food, getting the house all gussied up for all of that. My husband is making the turkey. He's very good at this.
How's he going to make it?
He's going to spatchcock the turkey.
And what does that mean?
That You've never means... told us that before.
These guys are tired of hearing about our turkey.
You're
but
excited.
It's so good. And it's fun to say.
He's going
to
like grill it. Deep fat fry it.
No, it's going to be grilled. So what you do is you like cut the backbone out of it and you flatten it out and splay it all out flat. And then he cooks it on the charcoal grill, you know, like with some nice smoking chips and things like that. So it will be delicious.
Absolutely.
That does sound good.
It does.
So, yeah, we've got Thanksgiving Thursday, two Thanksgivings, because my in-laws are in Dallas. We go to Dallas for second Thanksgiving.
Not
so you
Dallas,
have to kind
Texas.
Of moderate.
Yeah.
You have to kind of moderate what you're eating at the first Thanksgiving and then go to the second one, too. And then Friday, not exactly sure what the plans are yet for Friday, but possibly getting a Christmas tree. And then Saturday is fake Christmas. So
nice.
So again, there's a long involved story,
I
but we're having our
so
Christmas on Saturday. So
I
fake
love,
Christmas is Saturday.
I love so much that your sister has called it fake Christmas.
Oh, we are all in on fake Christmas.
Fake Christmas.
All right, I want your imaginations here. We're we're in the dinner line together.
Yes.
It's Thanksgiving. The prayer has been said. The Thanksgivings have been uttered. And now we're collectively going to fill up one big plate that the Wib Wake Up Show is going to enjoy. So let me just say right away, probably there's going to be some meat. I'm going to put some dark meat on there.
I like the light meat.
White meat.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys, the dark meat just tastes better.
Really?
Except it doesn't, but okay.
All right. Dark meat, light meat. Here we go. Weigh in.
Hey,
listener line.
Some
396-1670.
Some of us have to like dark. Some of us have to like light. Yeah. Otherwise, you'd have too much left over.
Right.
It's
dark
perfect.
Meat people, please, though.
We're a good balance.
I need some backing. All right. What else? I mean, you got to have some stuffing.
Stuffing, definitely. Yes. Mashed potatoes, gravy.
My dad's homemade gravy is where it has to be.
Oh, that sounds good.
Nothing from a can.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Homemade cranberry sauce.
How about some of that sweet potatoes with the marshmallow topping? You only have that at Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving,
right?
Yeah. I'm not a sweet potato fan.
I don't like it, but it always looks fantastic because of the marshmallows.
It's beautiful, right?
So it's gorgeous.
Do you like,
no,
like sweet potato anything?
No.
Fries.
Fries, sweet potato fries.
There you go. Okay,
Those have
deep fry them.
Yes.
They're good.
Okay,
yeah.
very much so. My mom's homemade dinner rolls, warm in a little basket, and you put some real Wisconsin butter on those.
That sounds good.
Sounds delicious. My grandma's Jell-O salad. It's got Sprite in it, so it's like fizzy. Yeah, and it's got pie cherries in it. And yeah,
that's
like
cool.
The plate
delicious.
Is getting filled up.
It is pumpkin pie.
Okay, so now we're eating. We get there's a little pie then afterwards.
Yes.
The question is, how many slices of pie will we collectively consume?
If you have slivers, then
well,
it's not as many calories,
how many kinds of pie are there?
No, but I think pumpkin bats lead off, right?
Yeah, and pecan.
Whipped cream?
Oh, yeah, always.
You said French pecan soup. First?
Pecan pie. Pumpkin and then pecan.
Pumpkin and then pecan. Okay.
I go right to my French silk since I'm making it with a homemade graham cracker crust.
Yeah. There you go. So I guess I would have three slivers of pie then, wouldn't I?
I typically am an apple guy, but this is a special time. Yeah,
right.
The pumpkin, and there you go.
Do
that
you know most canned
delicious.
Pumpkin is not actually pumpkin, it's squash.
Mm.
Just saying, you're having squash pie.
Sarah from Fall Creek says white meat, Bill says dark.
Mm. Bill,
it's
way
a house
to go.
Divided.
Yes. I had this story on earlier this morning. I don't remember it from a few years ago, but there was a woman. She was going on vacation. Maybe even like some people are going away for Thanksgiving. She was getting her dishwasher going. Made sense. She was leaving on a 21-day vacation.
Oh, no.
She came back. The digital display showed, it had run once, twice, 459 times.
Oh, why? Yikes. But it didn't leak? It didn't leak?
No, it continued to
really
run.
Really clean dishes.
It just continued to run. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is.
This is you're going to need probably some dishwasher after you have a big crowd. I think my sister's having 27 for dinner for
Yikes.
The big day.
Well, we're so pleased to be able to have Suzanne from Feed My People Food Bank live with us in studio here on the WIB Wake Up Show, 60 Ways in 60 Days. We have just a few more weeks, and as we're getting into the holidays again, you can see at WWIB.com the ways that you can give back and match what our business sponsors have donated. And again, every single dollar counts for so much when you talk about the buying power through the food rescue programs of Feed My People. Children, families, and the elderly, sometimes just a paycheck or two away from disaster financially. And so we're trying to stand in the gap for them. So, Suzanne, we're so glad that you guys are an advocate all the time for this community, and wonderful to have you back. Tell us about what's going on. I know you have something coming up tomorrow already.
Yeah. You know, this is a difficult time for families. Kids are off school this week, which means a whole week of no school meals. And then, of course, we've got Christmas coming up, and that's even a longer period of time. You know, it's a week when, I don't know about you, but just telling you, I can't, family, food, you know, friends. But think about that if you're low income and the stress of putting something special on the table for your kids. And then not only that, but again, a week of no school meals. It's a very stressful time. So we are doing a pop-up pantry tomorrow from 4 to 5 at Banbury in Eau Claire. And this is the second year we've done it. And it's really meant, again, to serve those families, to serve anyone, seniors, anyone who's in need of the nutrition, but also during a time that we know is difficult. And that is why this campaign is so important this time of the year, all year long, but this time of the year... for a number of years in a row now, I think since 2012 is what I had when I looked it up yesterday. Through the generosity of your listeners throughout our service area, we're able to provide that extra support, that little bit of extra food that makes all the difference in the world.
Well, and I think, you know, what you're saying is so spot on. It is a hard time. Kids are out of school, but yet there's this expectation. And Thanksgiving food, I did my shopping yesterday for our Thanksgiving meal. It's not cheap. It's expensive. And you add on to that, you know, extra heating costs and things like that. People really do struggle at this time. You were telling me you had a call from a person yesterday.
Just a heartbreaking story of an elderly woman called the food bank looking for some help. Mm-hmm. She had not had electricity for 5 months.
Huh.
5 months. And of course, you know, now it's cold. I mean,
yeah.
And we were able to hook her up, connect her with energy assistance.
Good.
And of course, a food pantry in her community. We helped her with food share. She told and actually talked to Tammy. She said, "I knew I was either going to die or I needed to get some help."
Yeah.
But there's a pride factor with our seniors, and we're trying so very hard to make it be okay for them to come and get the help that they need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is it okay if we encourage people to vote for you in the Marquardt contest to give you a chance to win $10,000? Is that all right?
That's all right.
Okay,
you
good.
Know what? You know what? Every single charity on that list is a good charity. So we encourage everybody just to get on there and vote, because it's a wonderful thing. And, of course, we would love to have the money, but every organization is
have you
doing
won in the
great
past?
Work. Away?
Have you won it all in the past from them?
You know, this is the first year they're doing it this way.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. I've been gone for a couple of years.
All right.
And again, I mean, just one of the ways that folks can tangibly give back is helping with the matching campaign that we have right here with 60 Ways in 60 Days. And I know not everyone can contribute financially, but again, I mean, it's done my heart so much good in the years that we've been doing this when I hear a mom might text or email in and say, "My kids have been saving their change and want to bring it in for this." And I love seeing families come together. And why we're doing this the way that we structure it here at the station is it costs something to give. It costs something. And so many times we think, out of my abundance, you know, I'll give. But sometimes it costs something where we have to give up. You know, we say humorously, like, "Oh, well, give up your Netflix for a month," or something like that. But it does cost to give. And whether it's your time as a volunteer or your financial resources, giving always costs something. But there is nothing that gives back more to you than to be a giver and to be a joyful and cheerful giver. And that's something in scriptural. And I hope that we can step up once again as the WWIB family to support this great organization.
You know, I'm always moved when the donations come in and we figure out what we have to work with for funds and so forth, because it is always significant, but it's made up of many, many, many of your listeners and your business sponsors also, but many contribute a very small amount, but together, collectively, what we can do with that is just very, very powerful. So any size gift is impactful, very impactful.
Well, as we've said many times, $1 given to Feed My People, $10 worth of food, $10, $100 worth of food. That's amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to give of your time, do you have volunteer opportunities as well?
Always. You bet. Okay. Just give us a call. Nick's our volunteer coordinator, but just give us a call. We'll figure out what works best for you.
And there's not like a huge lag time there. I can give you a call and later this week even maybe be able to volunteer.
It depends what time you want to come. If you want to come at, like at night or weekends, it's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
But that
yeah.
we do it, but it's a little bit more difficult. But give us a call and we'll figure it out.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I gotta say, my stop in there recently, and right away, volunteer, the first two people who greeted me, and people really should take a little tour, take the family, see what's behind the walls. I mean, it is amazing. Not only you use every inch of the place, so.
Yeah, anybody can stop by anytime. We'll give you a tour, tell you a little bit more about how food
banking
and our partners, how it all works and how we're serving.
All right.
Right.
Okay, WIB.com, 60 ways in 60 days. You've been hearing us talk about it. And so, Suzanne from Feed My People, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And thanks to all of your listeners.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Well, in case you missed it, last hour we kind of hear the three amigos. We went through an imaginary Thanksgiving dinner line, what we'd put on our plate. And I thought I'd begin with some dark meat, but no, Hillary and Caleb wanted white meat. And so we've thrown it out to you on the listener line and the text line at 396-1670. And thank you to, Bill in Fall Creek and Lauren and Oliva. They've joined me on the dark meat side.
However, Sarah from Fall Creek, who I happen to know as Bill's wife, says white meat. So,
so do you want to join the dark side with Mark? Or
Well, help me, people, because I feel outnumbered and surrounded by them. So Michael
W. Smith.
No, we
just give you all of it.
Michael W. Smith this morning, the WIB Wake Up Show. Michael W. Smith started us with surrounded. I'm surrounded by white meat lovers here in the studio, Hillary and Caleb, but hearing from all sorts of listeners, from Rick in Rice Lake, who says dark meat, and Beth in Elk Mound. So,
see, you should enjoy that we want the white meat because that leaves more for you, more of the goodness for you.
We seem to be in the minority. If you want to weigh in, shoot us a text to 715-396-1670. Are you dark meat folks with Halvo or white meat with myself and Hillary?
It always helps to go to the listeners as the underdog.
Right. You know? Yeah.
All right. Holiday driving and more.
All right. Truth time, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Siri, I have you both?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's lead
Haven't
in my
I ever
foot,
griped about this on the
be
air
removed.
Before I got the I've... only speeding ticket I've actually had to pay was after my car was repaired and the folks, not anyone around here, but the folks didn't have it done when they said it was going to be done.
Oh.
And so I was late on my way to jury duty.
Oh.
In Barron, I was late on my way to jury duty in Barron, and I got pulled over because I was going too fast.
Yeah.
And I told the officer, I was like, I'm actually on my way to jury duty, and I thought maybe doing my civic duty would
no.
get me out of the ticket. He's like, I'll call and tell them you'll be late.
Oh, nice. So this is what, I've never gotten a ticket.
Really?
I might, like, yeah.
Have you ever
maybe
gotten warnings?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, I've gotten warnings, tickets.
Maybe that's why I'm on the police and fire commission, because my record is just that clean. Wow, I'm so surprised right now. Okay, I have a good
credit rating. But
Well, there's an Italian village out there that was having some problems. People kept complaining about people speeding in their town. And now this town is only 120 residents. So they decided, all right, let's throw some traffic cameras up. They caught 58,000 speeders in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Does everyone there drive Maseratis with the top down? It's just like,
well,
let's live
must,
a little.
Because they said some were clocked, and mind you, it's a conversion, so the number's a little wonky. Some were clocked doing up to 84 miles per hour in a 31 mile per hour zone.
Whoa. Probably should get a ticket for that.
I never got one that bad, but that's... Huh.
But 58,000!
I mean, it's basically 58, like everyone must be ignoring it.
Everyone. Well, they did say that they're making these temporary speed cameras permanent because they are now calling this an epidemic. And they said that in less than 2 weeks, they got 58,568, which comes out to roughly like one in three cars speeding, they said. So I'm thinking that's a lot of cars, but what do I know?
One's
got
to think that they're surrounding communities that maybe travel through there.
They've got to be. Wow.
That's a lot.
One of my speeding tickets was in Whitehall years ago, and so that's not the biggest community, but
So
I was a speeder from the outside. So.
Okay, I happen to love Whitehall.
You ever see those things where they put them up and it tells you your speed as you're going by?
Oh, yeah.
And I always feel a twinge of guilt every single time, too.
We had one of those on our street once, and My husband went out there and started throwing baseballs and playing catch in the street to see how fast he could throw. And pretty soon the entire neighborhood was out there, and we had tennis rackets, and the dog was going to chase the balls. And
Leave it to Dean. Those are awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all that activity in the roadway probably slowed down the traffic, which was the goal. I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah. So people taking to the roads tomorrow, the busiest travel time will be from about 11 in the morning to about 8 o'clock at night. And so that's the busiest travel day of the year traditionally, especially as far as the air travel is concerned.
Right, right. So do watch your speeds out there.
Be safe.
But on the roads, it seems, I mean, you're going along maybe even a tad over the speed limit. And people going by you like, is this the Indy 500?
Those are the ones with Illinois plates.
It's challenging, because you don't want to be the rock in the waterfall. Because if you're not going quite with the flow of traffic, you're a hazard, too. So what do you do?
Let's remember that as well.
You're going to try to say that to the officer next time? Well, I guess you got a clean record. So. Officer, I didn't want to be the rock in the waterfall, Hillary said, and she never got a ticket. Some of our great listeners responding on the text and voicemail line at 396-1670. Is it dark meat or light meat that you like with the Thanksgiving turkey? Cliff in Spooner says, I like both, but dark meat is where the best flavor is. Mm-hmm. And Bob in Rice Lake, I've always respected Bob's wisdom. And Bob says, not taking sides, always been a dark meat eater when it comes to a turkey. He uses the picture there. Much more moist meat that doesn't require a lot of gravy to slide it down. But you like the gravy on your meat. That's part of your enjoyment. I prefer it.
So far, Hillary and I are vastly outnumbered, according to listener surveys.
Which I'm surprised at, because I thought white meat was more popular. But I guess I've been shown the light. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll have to try some dark meat this time.
Dark, I guess.
Please.
Yeah.
So, tell me about your dad's gravy.
Well, I mean, he starts off with making a roux, right? You know, so you've got, you know, butter, flour, things like that, too. So the best gravy actually is ham gravy, which isn't so much a Thanksgiving gravy.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things that I think – my mom is an incredible cook, but I think that's one of the things where she defers to dad, because his gravy is just sort of legendary in Swenson circles. So
it's fun when dad has a couple of those items that are, you know.
Right?
Like,
see, I do not have – well, I guess the French silk pie. But other than that, this dad doesn't have a whole lot of things that he does well.
Man, if you make peanut butter balls, peanut butter balls.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There you go. You're a dessert guy.
Yeah. I'm more of a baker than a cook.
Hillary and I want to know when you're going to be bringing those in.
I know. I was waiting
today. I haven't
dipped
them yet, but I'm hoping to dip them tonight.
Yeah. I'm still waiting.
But, yeah, maybe – accountability partners.
Well, Beth and Elba loves ham gravy, too.
Caleb, I'll tell you what. I know you're off on Thanksgiving. I will be here. So on your way out of town, you feel free to just drop a few. You got the keys to the station. You can just deliver them.
No,
I'm totally kidding. Don't come into the station.
I feel like I could start a business.
That can be what Black Friday shopping can be like, just kind of a crash of the shopping cart. One of my memories of that is kind of as a news person ducking out of here and just going, I guess, Walmart, to say, and just kind of a horde of shoppers coming in. It's kind of changed now, right? I mean, a little bit in terms of expanding out to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't know. Are
a lot of stores
opening on Thanksgiving this year? Because that seemed to happen a couple of years, and then there was like this
pullback. But I think some still are. But I mean, like the tradition, like Menards always does 6 a.m. And I remember working at Menards back in the day, too, when it's kind of like, I mean, you could see the huddled masses outside the doors, and then our store manager like opened wide the gates, and they came spilling in. But honestly, it was really impressive, like, to see. I mean, everybody was on deck. Like, there was somebody at the head of every aisle to say, "Oh, you're looking for the fleece blankets? They're here," or whatever.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm not a Black Friday shopper. That's one of the reasons too that I'm like, yeah, no, I'll work.
Would you say you like to shop?
It depends. Typically, I don't have enough. Well, I don't have enough money to like to shop.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Because I don't want to go into debt. But no, I mean, I do at times, but it's not my favorite thing to do by any means.
So have you ever been out on Black Friday?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you could pay me. You know, because, okay, when I worked in the emergency department, I worked Black Friday there too, and I could not believe shopping-related injuries. We would always see shopping-related injuries, and I was like, never. No, not doing it. If you're getting injured, this is not a contact sport. It's shopping because Jesus was born. This is not okay.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I mean, I remember when they stopped calling it at a retail establishment that I worked for quite a while. They stopped calling it Black Friday, and at least in their parlance, they started calling it the event. It's like, why did they do that? It's like, well, because someone got trampled at one of our stores, and so it's like, Yeah. It seems kind of like maybe you could have done something a little different rather than just giving it a different moniker. But
probably what comes to mind for me, not only the crush of people when you go in, because there's usually like we'll have 100 of these incentives, right? And if you're not there right away, you're not going to probably get that. But waiting in line. I can remember the one Thanksgiving night I went out, the television we still have, 32-inch, so smaller than most. But it was a very, very good price at this particular retail store. And so... But the long, you got to wait in the cold usually.
Yes.
And so a couple of different memories of the wait. Yeah.
See, the only thing, my husband does that for the ski swap up in Chippewa every year. And that's the closest we get to Black Friday is all piling in for used skis and snowshoes. And
I always appreciate a little later in the day when you start seeing usually women very, very weary from the day. Yeah. But they've got kind of this nervous energy. And it's like, so how long have you been up? And it's like, oh. Like 18 hours or something like that, too. But there was just sort of like, at that point, they'd kind of accomplished or didn't get what they wanted accomplished. And so it's just sort of this, we're kind of getting our last few things. And then always, always, always being a retail employee, you would see the one person who had no idea it was Black Friday. And they're just like going through the grocery section. And it's like, why are there so many people here?
Yeah.
It's like,
That reminds me, as we're on our way to wrap this up, we went to the Dells a few years ago. And over Thanksgiving. And so it spilled over into Black Friday. And we kind of were that. We were at, I think it was a Walmart. And so you've got just the crush of people are there for whatever. I didn't know what was going on at the Walmart and the Dells.
Right.
And we're just like, just looking for some groceries.
I just need some bananas here.
Just need a gallon of milk.
We're staying at
a
friend's timeshare.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.